Hey, you want that to go?
And now another look at the inner workings of Congress from Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick, who prowls the back rooms and hallways of the first branch of government for us. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, John.
So, Todd, in the real world, when a judge in a court case says you lose, you pay, next stop is the checkbook, right?
Usually.
But in Congress, it doesn't work that way. Listen.
In Alabama, they made 200 loans. Not one loan was made to blacks.
That's a rally back in February on Capitol Hill. Some aggrieved African-American farmers sued the government and won. They say the government systematically discriminated against them in federal farm subsidy and loan programs. And everyone agrees. Federal judges, Congress, even the president all say the government owes money to tens of thousands of black farmers. But Todd, they're still waiting.
A small group of black farmers came back to the Hill last week for yet another sort of tin cup mission for $1.2 billion, the money that, as you said, the government, everyone agrees, says that they're owed. Well, they're trying to get Congress to finally pay, and they've been trying for years. So I joined up with them to find out what it's like for them to try to get this justice. This is Gary Grant from Tillery, North Carolina. He's president of the Black Farmers Agriculturalist Association there.
We understand how Congress works. Somebody's got to scratch somebody's back in order to get it done. So let them go do the scratching just as long as they get it done. And if they keep the positive attitude and the way that they're moving, we feel like it will take place this year.
Well, he should be positive. Everyone agrees he should get $1.2 billion, right?
Yeah, and the farmers feel like they're closer this year than they've ever been in the past since 1996, John. The USDA says it wants to pay. Democrats are in control of Capitol Hill, and the Congressional Black Caucus is 100% Democrats. The president is an African-American.
There you go.
He even put money to pay the black farmers in the White House budget this year.
So it's in the budget. It's written in black and white. Done deal.
Well, it's not a done deal because a budget is not a check.
Right.
And that's really the snag. Congress has to write the check. And, John, you know, there's a lot of political pressure on Congress not to spend in deficit. Congress even has new rules now that say in most cases you can't spend money on black farmers or on anything else unless you cut somewhere else. And the farmers found this out when they met with North Carolina Congressman G.K. Butterfield.
We have to have a revenue enhancer which will pay for the new spending. Pay as you go. If we don't have some structure in the way we appropriate money, then we're going to continue to add to the deficit.
Why is everybody scared to be the one to start stirring the dough to make the pie?
I think we've been stirring it pretty good. Yeah.
You need to go to the floor.
I love that. Gotta go vote. But yep. Is Butterfield saying that we'll pay your damages when we find some money? I mean, the government prints the money, Todd.
Getting the farmers their $1.2 billion really means taking $1.2 billion from somebody else. And that means competing interests. Not everyone is on their side with this. The farmers, John, went to the office of Georgia Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss. He's a senior member of the Agriculture Committee, and there are a lot of black farmers with claims in Georgia. I caught up with Chambliss to see what he thinks about paying these claims.
We had $100 million in the farm bill, which we were told was more than enough money to settle all the rest of the claims. Then the next thing I know, I get a call from the Secretary of Agriculture, year and a half later saying, well, we've resolved this and it's going to be $1.2 billion. So I'm not sure where the $1.1 billion came from, but this money's been paid. There have been hundreds of millions of dollars paid out to these guys already.
Imagine telling that to a judge. But you know what, Todd? I think these farmers should get a high-powered lobbyist to get their $1.2 billion.
Yeah, sure. Most people who need $1.1 billion, $1.2 billion get a lobbyist. Well, as they pointed out to me, lobbyists don't work for free, and they don't work on credit. That became very, very clear as they went from Senator Chambliss's office, even met with their allies, John. The optimism that these farmers had in the morning started to wane. Here's Gary Grant later on in the afternoon.
If you do a day like this, even with the smiles and the cordialities and all, when you end up at the end of the day, you're saying, I don't want to come back up here again. We're getting promises, but black folk have always had promises. And Ralph, you want to help me out on that one?
No, you're on your own on that. Man, you ask the followers around him. Okay. You're getting us as we are.
You gentlemen have a real sense of humor about this.
Look at him. If you don't have a sense of humor, this shit is driving crazy. If you don't have a sense of humor, we've been buried a long time ago.
Now, that last guy is Ralph Page from the Federation of Southern Cooperatives in Georgia.
A funny guy, but it's pretty depressing there. Did they get any encouragement?
Well, they got some from a guy named John Zippert, a member of their group, who showed up later in the afternoon and said he was in a meeting in Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's office, and Harry Reid himself popped into the meeting to say he thinks he found a solution.
They made clear to us that this was a priority for them, to find the money. So you have to have some trust in somebody that they're doing their job.
So I guess you have to go to Harry Reid to confirm this pledge idea, right, Todd?
Well, that's exactly what I did. Senator Reid, have you found a way to pay for this like you told the farmers?
What I said is that I had a meeting with the speaker, and we think we have a way of doing this. I think we have a moral obligation. There's been an agreement made by our government setting a judgment. We have to figure out a way to pay for it.
Promises, promises, Todd. I mean, if these black farmer plaintiffs who've won their case already can't get Congress to pay without all this rigmarole, I mean, what does that mean for other U.S. citizens looking for the government to make good?
Well, you can imagine how frustrating it is. The legal system has said, pay them. Well, for people who don't have a lobbyist, don't have a corporation behind them, apparently it's very, very tough to get paid. Well, we're going to stick with this story, John, and we're going to keep you updated. We'll find out when and if the farmers do or don't get paid, wind up with their money, and we'll let you know exactly when that happens.
Does money rule or is it justice there on Capitol Hill? Todd Zwillick will give us the answer. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks.
My pleasure.